Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fatal Flame by Lindsay Fay. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Woman's Rights. It is her right to watch beside the bed of sickness and of pain, and when the heart almost despairs, to whisper hopes of health again. Her right to make the hearthstone glad with gentle words and cheerful smile, and when man is with care oppressed, his wearied spirit to beguile. It is her right to train her sons so they may senate chambers grace. Thus is she with more honor crowned than if herself had filled the place. It is her right to be admired by every generous manly heart, when with true dignity and grace she acteth well a woman's part. What would she more than to perform on earth life's holiest, sweetest tasks, when you a perfect woman find, no other rights than these she asks? Mrs. N. P. Lassell, 1850. Prologue. Dunla O'Duffy, as she had been called in the green mother country, where the rocks pierced the grasslands the way gaunt collarbones pierced the peaceful slumbering corpses in the streets, recalled what it felt like to be hungry, to long for thick brown bread with salt, to taste pipe smoke on her tongue as if it were solid charred beef, to find mushrooms in a tree stump and sell them for whiskey, not out of recklessness, but because mushrooms could barely touch her appetite, while a pint of whiskey might help her forget her ravenous belly for an entire day.